Welcome to Water Online Radio's coverage from ACE, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois. ACE 16, uniting the world of water. Water Online Radio is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. And now, here's your host, Todd Schenick.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Water Online Radio's fifth year of coverage from ACE, the American Water Works Association's annual conference and exposition. I am your host, Todd Schenick, joined by my friend and colleague, Travis Kennedy. I'm looking forward to this conversation. We're going to learn a lot.
We sure are. I've been looking forward to this all morning.
We haven't talked about safety as much at this show as we normally do.
It's come full circle now. I think we're ready to hit that up a little bit.
Let's do it. We're joined this morning by Tom Gwynn, the president of Krauss USA. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here.
It's our pleasure. Always enjoy our time with you. Appreciate you coming back and giving us some time. Before we get into our conversation, Tom, very quickly, give us a quick run through of you and your background and then an overview of Krauss USA.
Well, I am the president of Krauss USA, located in Ocala, Florida. I've been in the water industry for more years than I'm going to add up for this radio interview. I've spent a lot of time in water distribution, water metering, AMI, as well as pipe repairs.
All right. So I want to talk about pipe repairs out of the gate here. So walk us through some ideas about simpler, faster ways to perform pipe repairs.
Well, that's kind of the mantra of Krauss. We've been in the U.S. market now for about 15 years. We make a brand called Hymax that involves joining products where you join pipe together, repair products for repairing those unfortunate breaks that occur from time to time, and restraint products that restrain pipes so that they can't move. In particular, we build products that are simpler and faster to install. And we believe that that's the case because our customers continue to tell us that.
Why don't you tell us a little bit more about Hymax, if you don't mind?
Sure. Hymax couplings are a two-bolt coupling that are used to join pipes. This was a technology that was created by Krauss 15 years ago. There was no such thing as a two-bolt product to repair a pipe. This is significant for a couple of reasons. One is safety, but the other is speed of installation. The faster that you can repair a pipe break, the sooner a customer gets water again at their taps. It also is safer because you spend less time in the ditch. And as I said, Krauss pioneered this product, and in the last 15 years, we've buried somewhere in the United States over 1.5 million of these products. So it's a proven technology.
Outstanding. Well, we're here at A16. You're exhibiting here. What's new from Hymax that you're featuring here?
We call it the Hymax clamp. Clamps. The word clamp is so common in the industry that everybody has an image of what that means. Mm. Usually means something that's typically stainless steel that you wrap around a pipe. You tighten a series of bolts, and if there's a crack or a hole in the pipe, it stops the leak. We've come out with the next generation of a clamp. In the same way that we made joining pipes with two bolts, it may sound mundane to you guys, but only tightening two bolts is huge. And clamps have 4, 6, 8 bolts on them, depending on the size. We have just launched a two-bolt clamp. So now you can put a clamp on easier, faster. You tighten two bolts. You get the individual out of the ditch faster. And that has a very definite safety implication.
What I love about this industry, Travis, is that we're still innovating around clamps. That's what I love about this industry.
And you know what? The safety issue, too, is a big one that I like to get a little bit deeper on. Now, I know you touched on about two or three advantages that the two-bolt clamp has for installers. I was wondering if you might be able to go a little bit deeper, specifically around the safety aspect of things.
Well, you have both short-term and long-term safety. The short-term safety is when you expose a pipe, and now somebody has to climb down in there to repair it. There's a lot of guys that know how to do this really, really well in this country because there's over 250,000 pipe breaks a year in this country. 250,000. So that means there's a lot of men climbing down into maybe women as well, climbing down into ditches, and this is a definite dangerous environment. So one of the ways to increase safety is get a person in and out as fast as possible. That was one of the design criteria for the new Hymax clamp. Long-term safety simply means when you make a repair, make it in such a way that you don't have to go back and do it again. Nobody likes to admit that they're going back to the same break over and over again, but it happens, and it happens more than anybody likes to talk about. And that's because clamps are generally considered a temporary repair. If it's a temporary repair, it means it's going to have to be done again at some point. The Hi-Max clamp, we believe, is the first permanent clamp repair, meaning if it's permanent, it means it will last at least as long as the pipe will. If it's temporary, it means that it's going to fail before the pipe is too old and has to be replaced. Our clamp will last as long as the pipe or longer.
I mean, it sounds so simple,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Get them in, get them out, and also make sure it lasts so you don't have to get in there as much.
Yeah, absolutely. Makes all the sense in the world. Tom, are you satisfied? We all are aware that these municipalities, these utilities are dealing with tight budgets, and they're stressed about that. I worry that they're putting safety secondary to other priorities, and that makes me nervous. Are you satisfied that the industry is doing enough, or that the municipalities are doing enough to focus on safety?
Well,
I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Yeah, you certainly did, and I'm not qualified to answer that question. But
spoken like a politician.
But I will tell you that clamps are the less expensive repair product than, for example, a coupling or a restraint device. So I think it's fair to say that there's an inclination to use a clamp whenever you can. Now, does that mean it's used sometimes when maybe it shouldn't be? Well, maybe. Another reason why the next generation clamp is so important. If it's going to be used, let's give them the best product available.
All right. Well, Tom, hate to say it, running low on time before I let you go. Should anyone have any questions, how can they contact you and where can they learn more about both Hi-Max and Kraus USA?
Well, our website is kraususa.com. And there's a feature there that you can send a message. We will receive that in Ocala, Florida, and we will respond.
Outstanding. Tom Gwynn, the president of Kraus USA. Sir, good to see you again. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, sir.
Our pleasure. All right, that's all the time we have for now. Check out some additional conversations from Ace at wateronlineradio.com. Todd Schnick and Travis Kennedy signing off for now, but no worries, Water Online Radio will be right back.